Joining us on the line now from the UK is David Thorpe. He has twin careers in writing and environmentalism. He's a novelist, non-fiction author, journalist, scriptwriter and comics writer, and the winner of a HarperCollins contest to find a major new children's writer with his novel for young adults, Hybrids. He's with us on the book show now to talk about his latest book for young adults. It's called Stormteller. It's an intriguing and enthralling novel about the relationship between two teenage boys leading totally different lives, yet strangely alike. Welcome to the book show, David.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. So tell us about, with all the different genres and styles of writing I've mentioned, which came first for you?
Probably comics. I was very influenced by Marvel Comics when I was young. They completely changed my life. It's kind of like giving heroin to kids, I always think. It just boggled my imagination, and I just wanted to write comics when I grew up, and I did end up, in fact, working for Marvel and writing a strip called Captain Britain.
Oh, how wonderful. You ended up working for Marvel. Wow.
Yes.
And what was it like working when you were such a fan to then suddenly be part of it?
Well, it was fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a great team. I mean, things are always different when you go behind the scenes and you find out what a place is really like. But it was a great feeling to be part of that at the time.
Oh, I bet.
I was working for the UK branch of Marvel, and they were based in Kentish Town, in a very rickety place above a sort of second-hand shop. So it wasn't exactly kind of the gleaming spires.
Wasn't glamorous particularly.
No.
So what came next then? Did you get into journalism after that? Or
no, I left and I did a life-changing course in script writing for film and television, which I feel really taught me a lot about the basics professionalism of writing, including things like structure, plotting, suspense, characterization, and all the technical aspects of script writing for film and television.
And how did you then get into writing books?
Well, I mean, book writing is something I'd always wanted to do, but it was a question of really working up to finding the time to do it. I started by editing books for publishers like HarperCollins and McDonald Futura, and they were mostly graphic novels. And then when I'd had a family, and they kind of really grown up mostly and took up less of my time, then I had more time to think about writing a novel. And I actually, the idea for Hybrids, which was the first novel, I mean, I did do a novella before that called Dot Chaos, the Chernobyl Effect, which did quite well, but that was only probably about 25,000 words, whereas Hybrids is 50,000, 55,000 words. More of a commitment, and it was based on ideas that were originally came up through comics that I'd written in the past and comic proposals.
Oh, wow. So you managed to incorporate that into
Yeah, because then I'd already created a story world, and that was sort of second nature. I've been thinking about it for so long, and I came up with originally five characters, so were young people with special talents, and then I thought, who are the most interesting of those characters? They became two. And they were Johnny Online and Kestrella. Johnny's turning into a computer. Kestrella, her hand is a mobile phone. And they, you know, became the stars of that novel.
So are you quite comfortable writing for young adults?
Yeah, I love writing for young adults. I think teenagers are people who are just kind of coming to grips with the world. They're exploring it. They're full of questions. Their horizons are expanding. And it's a really exciting time. Their bodies are expanding, their bodies are not expanding necessarily, but changing.
Yeah.
And their attitude towards their bodies is quite interesting. You know, I mean, that was explored in Hybrids, because Hybrids are merging with technology, and kids use technology a lot, and they have a very ambivalent attitude towards how they come across physically to their colleagues and their friends and so on. So, you know, it's a very difficult time for a lot of teenagers, and I'm trying to address that in metaphorical ways with Hybrids.
So let's look at Stormteller. It's not a follow-on from
not
Hybrids,
at all.
No.
It's quite different. I mean, in a sense, they're both the same, because they both look a little bit into the future by taking current trends, which is what I tend to do with my writing. But Stormteller is an attempt to marry both my interest in writing fiction, exciting fiction, and my interest in the environment.
Okay. And where does your interest in the environment come from? How long have you been working as an environmentalist?
Well, again, it seems that that goes right back to my childhood, because I was 11 when I won a national essay writing competition. I can't remember who organised it. It's something like the Town and Country Planning Association. And the theme was my favourite haunts in countryside, field and park. And I ended up writing about a playground, or the fields next to a playground near my house, and how it was being steamrolled for a housing estate and how sad that was. So I think I've always had an attitude, you know, that kind of strong affinity for nature. And that's what I'm trying to bring about in my readers of Stormteller, because there are a lot of very good descriptions of particular places that I knew very well, and about how you could survive in those places if you had to.
So do you think your interest in the environment and surroundings has helped then very much with your writing?
I think it's helped in the sense that it gives me a way in, and it gives a powerful theme, because I mean, especially if you're reading and you live in a city and you have less contact with nature, it can seem, you know, I mean, I know kids who come from the city to the countryside and they hate the mud, there's nothing to do, and so on and so forth. Hmm. But, you know, really, we all belong in nature. We all come from nature. There's a thing called biophilia, which is a concept created by Edmund O. Wilson, a very prominent scientist, biologist. And he really makes the point that we are nature, and if we're estranged from nature, then we're half the people that we should be. Mm. I think that's quite true.
Definitely.
Kids naturally, they love playing in woods, they love climbing trees, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, with all the technology, kids seem to be doing that a lot less, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us about where the book is set. It's in Wales.
Set in a place where I lived for about 20 years, and so I know it really, really well. It's in the Dubby Valley. The River Dubby goes into the sea halfway up the left-hand side of Wales. That's just north of Aberystwyth, if you know Cardigan Bay and that area at all. And it's very romantic. It's very wild. And it's got beautiful beaches and beautiful mountains and woods and waterfalls and things like that. And I set it in very particular places where the children have to go, they're running away from danger, and they have to try and survive on the mountains. So I took all those paths myself, and made notes, took lots of photographs, some of which you can see on my website.
Oh, lovely. So quite a diverse backdrop then.
Yes.
So tell us about your main characters. We've got Thomas and Bryn.
Yes. Well, they grow up in very different households. Thomas lives in a kind of high-tech house where they have everything and all mod cons and lots of luxuries, very materialistic. And Bryn is quite the opposite, and he grows up in a kind of eco-settlement where they've settled there, and they try to live a very self-sufficient lifestyle, generating their own electricity and heat and growing their own food and keeping animals and so on to protect themselves against climate change. So when the effects of climate change happen, Thomas's house, which is right on the coast, and it's a house that I know well, and it actually gets destroyed by a storm surge, and his parents are killed. And cut a long story short, he ends up having to go to the eco settlement for food, and meeting Bryn, who also happens to be a love rival of his. They're both in love with the same girl, Ira.
How realistic is this? Obviously, you've looked into climate change and the sustainability, as you said, of one family that are doing everything for themselves like that. Do you think things like that are going to start to happen more and more?
Well, they're happening already. I'm the patron of something called the One Planet Council, which is about trying to create what we call One Planet settlements. It's based on the idea that most of us in the developed world actually consuming more than the planet can provide if everybody on the planet lived in that way. So we should really try and find a way of living and maintaining our quality of life while using fewer resources and emitting less pollution. So that's what the One Planet Council tries to do. And so there are actually people trying to live that way both in Wales and elsewhere. And my other book that came out at the beginning of this year, which is a non-fiction book called The One Planet Life, is looking at it from a kind of non-fiction viewpoint, whereas in Stormteller, I take one of these One Planet settlements, which is the place where Bryn lives, and then see how it would actually stand up in the world, you know, in the future, whether it would actually be resilient enough. And I don't know whether I can say this without giving you too much of a spoiler and giving too much away, but in fact it doesn't, and there's a very good reason why it doesn't, so perhaps that's also a warning for the future.
Yes, I was going to say, do you think we could all live like that?
I think we're going to have to, but not in an eco-settlement necessarily in the middle of nowhere, certainly. I'm very interested in how we can live in cities in this way and how cities can reduce their environmental impact, and my next non-fiction book will be exactly about that.
Oh, great. Well, if people want to get a copy of the book we've been talking about today, it's called Stormteller, and if people want to find out more information about you and all of your books, they can have a look on your website, which is davidthorpe.info. David, thanks ever so much for joining us.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed it.